That's great. You know, they're progressively moving me in slow, but I got a great group of guys to work with, and we're looking forward to being one of the best in the league. Well, I can't talk too much about an injury, but, you know, it's a lot of it's really gradual, and they're bringing me in slow, and I'll be ready for camp full speed.
Atmosphere here compared to another Super Bowl team, like, what's the difference?
I would say definitely there is a high level of integrity here at the Broncos. Everything is top class, as well as it was in Seattle. But, I mean, you know, there's also a very high competitive edge here. There, people, we want to win. We want to win now, you know. So, and we're not afraid to talk about a championship either. So, we're ready to do it.
How long did it take until you know, guy, you felt part of the team, new guy? Do you still feel like the new guy, or you already feel like one of the guys?
Oh well, obviously, you know, I got a lot to prove for my group. They're out there, they're battling, and I can't wait to be a part of it. But still, a lot to prove. Now, looking forward for the opportunity to do it.
Speaking of that group, a lot of moving parts, a lot of youth. I'm not sure where guys are playing. How are you guys getting along so far?
We're just leaning on Clancy and what he can do. We have a really talented group of guys. What we may lack in experience, they have it in determination and in grit. So we're young, but this is the perfect league, the perfect opportunity to be one of the best.
Are you still feeling out personalities and stuff like that as far as, you know, giving tips of being a veteran guy amongst some youth?
Yeah, well, I've kind of experienced it before in the past, so I know what it's like to kind of play with a younger group, and just hope that my experience speaks for itself.
There's not a lot of teams make it back to the Super Bowl after year after winning, and you guys did it a couple years ago. What advice can you tell them about what you have to do during this time period between now and July that will help you maybe get back there?
Well, great thing about it is there's not necessarily talk about being a defending Super Bowl champion. We're just as in pursuit to win another one, you know. So I think if you keep that in mind, you stay hard to beat, you know, because the talent's here, the skill's here as well, too. So, I mean, it's just on us to go out there and win one game at a time.
There's been a discussion of finding the next offensive leader. Even though you're new, you've been in the system, do you view yourself as someone kind of in the running for being that leader on offense?
I think the leaders will show who they are. It'll definitely show itself. I'm not too sure. I'm fairly new here, so I think hopefully my example speaks for itself, the way I walk and the way my professional approach to things as well, too.
Russell, back to what I asked you about the difference between the two teams that you've been with. Obviously a really good defense here, a really good defense in Seattle. What's the difference between those two defenses that you can see from your vantage point?
Well, schematically, they're definitely different. I really haven't gotten a chance to see too much of them here in practice, but obviously watched them in cross film in the past and played them as well, too. You know, so, man, it's not much of a difference. You know, you got really good guys on the edge, a tremendous secondary. Man, they go up there as some of the top guys in the league.
How about from a standpoint of attitude and swagger?
Oh, well, they definitely have that, you know, especially in the secondary. And even on the defensive line, you know, there's I think they have a very special character about them, our defense here. But they're challenging. They're a really good group of guys, you know. So, man, I'm just excited to get a chance to play with them.
When you were making the move from Seattle here, was it the free agent process something you enjoyed? Did you like kind of negotiating your own deal, putting that extra hat on, so to speak?
Yeah, I thought it was a great opportunity. I think in a lot of areas for guys, they kind of depend on other people to do certain things. And, you know, so some of it's a level of aptitude. Some of it's a level of preparedness as well, too. But, you know, there's still a lot of things that need to happen within the CBA. It's within governance as well, too. But I'm still a proponent for it, and I would do it all over again. But it's a great opportunity. Nothing I'll do differently. I think, like I said, there's a governance factor there. I don't think within our CBA they took into account players wanted to actually represent themselves. So you have actually a dead period where you can't actually speak to teams. You know, so and on the other hand, you have a lot of under the table deals being done and being reported, and they're not being held accountable for those either. You know, so there's a lot of things that need to change in order for guys to want to do it regularly. But I think this was a great step.
Did you have the best deal for yourself?
Yes. And best deal, the best place.
And what extent do you feel like you were a bit of a pioneer in that? I mean, because you found out new stuff along the way. More guys will follow your example.
Yeah, I've gotten a chance to speak to a couple of other guys. They want to kind of take it. But again, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be done within with our union and with the NFL that needs to be discussed in order for us to move forward. You know, so in some ways, I may have been a pioneer, but there were guys that did it before me. So, and guys that also did it well.
Do you feel like it was a level playing field for you representing yourself because of the way the rules are structured? I mean, not that you got taken advantage of or anything, but did you have the same opportunity that somebody who has representation, because you mentioned under the table deals and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I would definitely say that, you know, it was a decision I made on my own. I was fully aware of what was going to happen, and especially the ramifications that were going that I would have kind of run into. A lot of it is perception from you guys, as well too, with a lot of clickbait assumptions. You know, so I think for me, I got the best deal I can, and I'm so happy to be here. Very grateful that the front office would believe in me enough, as well as give me the opportunity as well.
Okay, I tell you, if I did hammer you, but I didn't. But a lot of guys like me did. Did that bother you? You got a lot of criticism. Did he really get a good deal, or did he get taken for a ride?
Well, I would say if I listened to the media, I wouldn't be where I am today, you know. So I definitely can't really take into account people, a lot of publications that don't necessarily look to understand all the facts. So I think if anybody wants to ask me a question or understand it better, understand the facts first, real facts, not assumptions, you know, and all that information is available to people and for people to see.
You said this is the best deal for you, but isn't that really contingent on the Broncos keeping you past his first year?
Yes, and I'm fine with that. That's kind of why I signed the deal. I didn't mind the deal. That's why I wanted to sign it.
It's the ultimate gambling on yourself, right? I mean, that's
and no better position for me to be in.
Are you done with your MBA now? Are you out with that?
Yeah, still have another year left on my MBA. You know, so I'll be kind of getting that done. Free agency kind of kept me from doing that this year. You know, so I'll be sure to continue in the future.
Yeah.
Before you were here last year, at this time of the year, after Clady got injured, there was a very unsettled feeling when it came to the offensive line, and it continued really throughout most of the season. You coming in now, you getting a feel for what's going on around you, is there more of a settled feeling on this offensive line? Do you feel settled? Do you think the team feels settled?
Well, we got a lot of work to do. All I know is that we're really talented, and you have guys that are determined to be really good. That's some really talented guys up front, whether you're talking Ty, Max, and even the backup guys that have the ability to play too. So we got a lot of work to do, but I think at the end of the year, you see it, the finished product. But we're fighting to be the best. I want us to be the best offensive line in football, period.
Okay, thanks, Russell.
Hey, thank you, guys.